This is episode number 2507 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, August 17th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, that was quick. It was longer than one night or whatever it was, but Britney Spears and Sam Asghari, they've hit Splitsville, headed for a D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Now, this is not a record for her.
No.
When she married her eighth grade sweetheart for, what, 24, 48 hours?
It was really short.
What you call an annulment, not a divorce.
I'm sure it was
right.
consummated,
no.
but it was,
well,
you know, Vegas.
Well, what do
stuff.
You care? Consummated, schmonsipated.
This is a little over a year after the fairy tale wedding.
They just got married last year.
That they tried so hard to have happen.
Yeah.
Multiple sources confirmed the news to People yesterday following initial reports from TMZ.
So everybody's on this. So this must be true.
Sources with direct knowledge said, about a week ago, Sam confronted Britney over rumors she stepped down on him.
What?
We don't know if the rumor has any legs or basis.
Well, she has legs. I saw them on Instagram.
Yeah, in a stripper pole.
Yeah, she was doing a stripper pole. It was a Barbie thing.
Oh.
She had a pink pole. So I'm going to say it was a Barbie strip.
Stripper Barbie.
I've known plenty of those.
But we're told that Sam believed it and it was true. And the two had a huge old fight.
Now, this is according to what? A source with, what did you say?
I guess they've had some good old-fashioned fights. And this, they had a big nasty blow-up. And
just because she's not under conservatorship anymore doesn't mean she doesn't still, you know, suffer. She suffers from mental ailments. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the bad part about all this is that, you know, I feel bad for Britney and that... you know, she's going to have some ups and downs. How's that for
Sam? Well, Sam is no longer residing at the residence.
Oh, he's done, huh? He's pulled out,
He's
huh?
already living in a place of his own that he found.
So this was quick.
Or maybe it had been working. I don't know.
I mean, he got pretty defensive of her the last year or so, especially last year with the whole fight over the... You know, conservatorship thing.
No, he defended her. And,
yeah, no.
You know, Britney and Sam's nearly 7-year relationship alongside her fight to end the 13-year conservatorship.
Wow, half that time and, she was with him. That's crazy. Huh.
So, you know, she did it miscarrying last year.
Oh, yeah. That was bad.
So they wanted to get married really bad.
Yeah.
They wanted to have a kid.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's like,
yeah.
That's done.
Well, that leaves more time for Britney to explore her other sides that she wants to do on Instagram.
Well, he has filed for divorce.
So it's him. Okay. Well, we wish them all the best in all of this, and we hope that Britney comes out okay on the other end. So
I hope she's
sure fighting her demons, and unfortunately, she's fighting them in public. So, all right. We wish her all the best. We wish Sam all the best, and now Sam won't get part of that conservatorship, or maybe only a year's worth. That's all.
Whatever the prenup was, if there was a prenup, I don't know.
I'm sure there's a prenup. Oh, maybe not, huh?
Maybe not.
That's right. That might have been part of the defiance. It's like, no, I'm not going to have a prenup because that's what daddy wants. That's what daddy wants.
I don't know. Well, I'm sure this story is just...
It's just beginning.
Just evolving.
That's right.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis... They're offering a one-night stay at their beach house in Santa Barbara.
What?
On Airbnb.
Oh, they're pulling a Gwynny.
They even promised to be there to greet you upon arrival.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I think Gwynny was going to be there, too.
Now, is this in Carpinteria or Santa Barbara?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, following Gwynny's lead, the super cool couple, they're putting their beach house in Santa Barbara on Airbnb. And they're offering a one-night stay for up to four guests.
Four? Wow.
Uh-huh. Not just two like Winnie. Four.
Huh.
On August 19th.
That's this week. That's not very long from now. That's like, what, Saturday night?
Place is just steps from the beach.
Oh, bad.
And nearby hiking trails.
Oh, man.
Beautiful view of the Santa Ynez Mountains.
Oh, and the weather this weekend is going to be
great.
So gorgeous here.
Especially
the temperatures are going to start calming down a little bit. We're going to start getting into a little... autumn. You might even get a little evening fog if you so win this. Holy mackerel.
Well, Ashton and Mila say they will, quote, you know, they're quoting, they're going to be there to greet you upon arrival and make
cool
sure
that
you have everything you need for a fun-filled stay at the beach.
How cool is that?
And they'll also, quote, capture some content together to commemorate your SoCal stay.
Wow. Wow. Maybe they'll take selfies.
I bet they will.
So oh, you know here it. I got to yes. ask this question. Uh-huh. Now, if you're a star and, well, okay, their house is probably in a secluded area and it's probably behind iron gates, but still people know where you live, and it's like, do you really want people to know?
Probably people already know
where you live.
You know,
do you know where they live? I don't.
Not offhand.
I don't know.
Could probably find it though.
I will say though that my son, the bartender, knows them at least by acquaintance.
Yes,
because they used to happen into his bar, and he said they were the nicest people. Yeah.
That, I believe that's that
and
is
they
what he
used
said.
To come in a lot. He also served Batman a lot.
Michael Keaton, Batman?
Yeah, Michael.
He served a lot of
Keaton.
People. Rob Lowe.
He also served Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher. Yep. Oh, and Paul Walker the day before he died, I think.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
He tells you all the good stuff. He doesn't tell me nothing. This is cool, though. I mean, I wonder if they're going to charge and donate to charity or whatever. Hang on. I'm going to look it up. Airbnb, blah, 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 blah.
Looking
blah,
it
blah.
Up, looking it up, looking it up. He's looking it up, and I'm killing time. Looking up.
They are going to not charge.
Wow.
They are going to provide food, it says here, and you better get in the offing. It's only for one night for four people. And it's a one-time only thing. And they've been getting thousands. It says there's thousands
I bet.
But they want you to tell them why you think you need this weekend.
Well, and you know someone's going to say, well, my grandmother just died.
Yeah, you know.
Or my cat just died.
Or my cat just died.
Or, you know, something to anyway. Make, you know, them.
Well.
Yeah.
Now I'm super jelly. I mean, because we're close. We're not that far away from Santa Barbara. I mean, we're close. So, anyway.
You going to enter?
Well, I'm busy right this minute, but give me about 10 seconds. You too. With our apologies to everybody else who's not going to win the Airbnb instead of me or Morgan this weekend. Uh-huh. And also Halle Berry.
Of course.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.